Okay, Rabosai, we are continuing with the sugya of chaliva b'Shabbos, milking cows on Shabbos. I just want to do a quick review of what we did last week on Thursday, and then we'll continue plowing ahead. So we saw the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, and the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Beis defines for us a little bit what mefarik is. And again, according to most of the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosas all agree it's a tolda of... Seems to agree. Rashi says it's a told of Meleches Dash. Rashi says that explicitly. And Tosas, Divya Masa Mefarek, and Ayin Gimel Med Beis, is very bothered. How can Rashi maintain that Mefarek is a told of Dash when we know that the Gemara later on in Daf Sadi Hei says Chaliva, milking a cow, is Usser because of Dash? And we also know in the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hey, that Ein Disha Ella B'Gidule Karka. The only time you violate Dash is with Gidule Karka. And presumably, says Tosis, an animal, a cow, is not considered to be Gidule Karka. And as a result, how exactly can Rashi say Mefarik is a Tolda of Dash? That is the question that Tosis poses. And Tosis suggests, well, one possibility which Tosas rejects is you might say that maybe an animal is considered to be Gidule Karka, a cow is called Gidule Karka. Why would you say such a thing? Because after all, maybe Gidule Karka doesn't mean it grows in the ground, but it's sustained by the ground. And we have other Gemaras, Maseches Erevin, that seem to indicate that a cow is Gidule Karka. And Tosas doesn't like that approach. Tosas basically says, first of all, Gemara Bava Metzia says that a cow is not Gidule Karka. Secondly, the reason for Gidule Karka when it comes to Meleches Dash is because we learn Dash from the Samemanim, from the herbs that we use to go ahead and make the dyes in the Mishkan. And since those herbs are that which actually grows in the ground, Gidule Karka in the context of Meleches Shabbos means that which grows in the ground, not merely that which is sustained by the ground. And therefore, says Tosfos, I don't like, don't tell me that cows are considered to be Gidule Karka, and he rejects that idea. And then he suggests maybe the answer is that according to Rashi, Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim whether Dash does indeed require Gidule Karka or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no such requirement of Gidule Karka. Maybe Rashi indeed holds, like the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that Dash does not require Gidule Karka. Yes, Noah Kimmel, go ahead.
Wait, so when we're talking about Gidule Karka, is a chayv or not?
So again, if you assume that our assumption going in is chaliva milking a cow is chayv. That's an Isser Doraisa. So how do you get to that point? So one possibility, and Rashi says it's a tolda of Dash. So how do you get to the point of chayev? So one possibility is animals, and we're assuming like Chachamim right now, that Dash requires Gidule Karka. So one possibility is an animal, a cow, is Gidule Karka. That's one possibility. Tosas doesn't love that possibility. Second possibility is that a cow is not Gidule Karka, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Dash does not require Gidule Karka, and the Rashi is going to learn like Rabbi Yehuda. That's another possibility. And the other possibility that's brought by Tosas is maybe indeed Mefarek is not a Tolda of Dash at all, and milking a cow is really usser. He quotes Rabbi Nata, milking a cow is usser because of Memachik, is when you go ahead and milk a cow, you are actually smoothing out the udder, and the smoothing out of the udder is the Isser, and it's an Isser smoothing, nothing to do with Mefarek. Okay? Rashi, but Tosas takes the position. Tosas takes the position for Rashi that really it is Dash, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And at the end of Tosas, he brings a proof because we have a Gemara in Maseches Ksuvas Daf Samach. Again, you should see this inside. I hope you did. But the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Samach tells us that if you have a child who is sick and needs warm milk on Shabbos, he's allowed to suckle, literally suckle, from the udder of the cow. That will be permissible. And the reason that's allowed is because of twofold heter. Number one, it's a shinui. It's a very unusual way of getting milk. Number two, there is tsar to the child involved. It's painful for the child. So you have a twofold shinui. That means that it's an Isser Doraisa and you need a twofold shinui. Shinui one gets you to a drabanan. Shinui two gets you to mutter. So you need shinui. kila achayad, unusual, plus tzar gets the itimut. Okay, that's the position of Rashi. And then the final foray, I'm going to ask you, please, to open up your Gemaras to Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, because the last piece of the puzzle, and that's what's going to be our focus today, is the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Take a look, please, 7 lines from the bottom of the page, and that's what I'd like to be focusing on. Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, 7 lines from the bottom of the page. You guys have it? Yes, anybody acknowledge?
Kufman?
We're going to start from the last word, last two words on the line, 8 lines up, or 7 lines up. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel.
All right,
I got it. Hey, Rabbi, what's the first word on the line? Amar, the first word on the line is Dahave Davar. Dahave Davar.
Dahave Davar.
What is that? Okay. Can you hear me now? Guys, you hear me? Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Avida Amar Shmuel. Sochet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim L'toch HaKedera Avalo L'toch HaKe'ara. You're allowed to squeeze Anovim, grapes, a bushel of grapes into a Kedera, into a plate, or a pot, literally, and not onto a plate. You can do it into a pot, not into a plate. Look at Rashi. Rashi, 6 lines up from the bottom. What's the difference? You're allowed to do it into a pot. You're not allowed to do it into a plate. What's the difference in a pot and a plate? Says Rashi, Latocha Kedera, Shel Tavshil. You're allowed to squeeze it into a pot of food. Where there's food in the pot, Letakno. Because then you are fixing the food. De Mukha Milsa De Lav Lamashka Boile, Ela La Ocha. The Einzeb Derech prikaso, v'havei kamafrid ochel me ochel. Avalo letocha ke'ara. But you're not allowed to do it into a plate, because then, dezimnin de la mashka koi, because then it looks like you're doing it for the liquid. In other words, what Rashi says is, to squeeze grapes into food is allowed. To squeeze grapes into just an empty dish, into a cup, is not allowed. What's the logic? Can someone suggest to me the logic for this distinction that is made by the Gemara as underscored by Rashi? Yes, Mayor Eisner, go.
So it's kind of like what Toso said earlier, because when you just squeeze it into something with food, it's not necessarily changing its form, because it's going, it's squeezing and then it's going right back into the food, and then it's still a solid. But then when you do it into an empty plate or a cup, and then it's just whatever, and then it's, you know, solid grape to just grape juice.
Okay, so Mayor, could you define for me then the Isser of Schita? Just give it a definition. You're saying very good. Just give me a definition of the Isser of Schita.
Squeezing a liquid from a solid.
Okay, so we'll, in other words, to extract a liquid from a solid, to create liquid. Before you acted on it, it was a solid. Now, when you squeeze it out, you have grape juice, you have olive oil, you have orange juice, you've created a beverage. If you go ahead and squeeze the orange onto our lemon, onto fish, and now the lemon juice, it was inside a lemon, now it's inside fish, have you created a beverage? Have you created liquid? Go ahead, Mayor.
No,
you have not. Why? Because it was in solid, and now it's in solid. Therefore, even though there's a small, window of time where it's in the air, that window of time is ignored, and we look at the end result. The end result, it's still sitting in a solid state, and therefore, that is not the issue of schita. When, however, it is in liquid state, now you've created mashke. That is what the Gemara says. That's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now comes along Rav Chisda. Now look at Rav Chisda, back into the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, midivre Rabbeinu nilmat, from the words of Rabbeinu, from the words of this statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we can derive the following, nilmat, cholev adam eiz, a person's allowed to milk a goat, letocha kedera, avalo letocha ka'ara, He can go ahead and milk a goat into a pot full of food, but not into an empty plate. Alma kasavra, why? Because mashke habola ochel, ochel hu. Because when you go and extract a liquid and it goes from a food into a food, so that's not called the yisur. Mashka bala ochel ochel hu, and that's not a problem. So comes along Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda extends this halacha from grapes into milking a goat. Rabosa, is that extension logical? Does it make sense? Is it understandable? Do you buy the extension? Is the extension acceptable? Go ahead, Yona. What do you say? It's acceptable?
Yeah.
I think it's very acceptable. It's very reasonable with one proviso. If you hold like who?
If you hold
Well, that don't guess. Don't guess. You will dig yourself into deep holes when you guess poorly, especially. Don't say that. If you hold like Rashi, that Mefarik is a Tolda of what? Of dash. And guess what? What's Schita Tolda of?
Dash.
Mefarik and Schita are essentially the same thing. They're extracting a liquid from a solid. So now when you go ahead and have this halacha, it makes perfect sense to extend it from you go for grapes. Same exact thing would apply to milking a cow. It's the same exact process, same exact event, same exact thing. You're extracting liquid from solid, and therefore if it stays, it becomes a liquid, it's going to be the issur. That is very, very reasonable according to Rashi. Let's say you held like Rabbeinu Tam. Shmuel Barg, do you remember what Rabbeinu Tam says? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? What's milking a cow also because of?
Smoothing.
Okay, very good. Smoothing. If the Isser is smoothing, Shmuel Barg, stay with me. What are you smoothing?
The udder.
You're smoothing the udder. Should it make any difference at all whether the liquid that you're extracting from the udder is going into food or into an empty dish? Should it make any difference if the Isser is memachek?
I don't think so.
You're saying that then there's not enough confidence in your voice. I don't like lack of confidence. Ike Gutlove, what do you say, Ike? Ike, what do you say? Should it make a difference, yes or no?
I mean, based on what Rashi recently said, I think it should make a difference.
No, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, I don't think it should make a difference.
Why not, Ike? Just explain. You're right. Why not?
Because as we said last time, does it have to do with the gudula karka?
No, you don't need the gudula karka. If the isser is smoothing, the udder, the isser is at the udder level. It's at the udder. It's not at the liquid. And therefore, if the isser is at the udder level, it doesn't make a difference whether the liquid is going to be into food or not into food. The bottom line is you are smoothing out the udder, and therefore the isser should be right then and there. It shouldn't make a difference where the liquid goes to. If you hold like Rashi, according to Rashi, the isser is in the product. The product is a liquid. If it stays a liquid, it's us. If it goes into solid, it's mutter. That makes sense, according to Rashi. If you're holding that the isser is at the udder level, U-D-D-E-R, then it should make a difference whether it's going into solid or liquid. The bottom line is you're smoothing out the udder. That is a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, and because of that kasha Rabbeinu Tam, basically Tosfos rejects Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Shmuel Barg.
I was thinking maybe potentially it could be, I don't know exactly how milking a cow works, but if you're going into a plate, you got to be like careful with it so it doesn't spill, but if it's a pail, you could do it much more aggressively, and then that would be more smoothing.
That's cute.
That's something.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair, but I don't know. We don't find that in the Rishonim. That's a cute idea, and Shkoyah for bringing it up. And we will move on. Now, if I was in yeshiva right now, I would stance and get on top of the table and start screaming at you. Not at Shmuel, but right now, the next point we're going to make is unbelievably important. Unbelievably important. Rabosai, what did we just do? The Gemara just said we're going from grapes transitioning to what? To cows. grapes to cows. Does it make sense? Yeah, if you learn like Rashi, it makes sense. Because what's the difference between schita of a grape and chaliva of a cow? It's the same exact thing, extracting liquid from solid. Take a look, please, however, at Tosos Diramasal Cholev. He says something amazing. Before we look at that Tosos, Rabosai, when we speak in this Gemara about grapes, squeezing the grape for the juice, again, remind me, what Isser are we talking about? Please remind me, what Isser? Starts with a Samach, what Isser are we talking about? Schita. Schita is a tolda of? Schita is a tolda of what? Of dash. We're talking about the tolda of dash. So now when we transition to cows and milking, what are we talking about? Mefarek, says Rashi, which is a tolda of dash. Same exact idea, extracting liquid from solid. Look at Tosis. Tosis says, unbelievable. Now, if I were to ask you, this Gemara in Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Mem, Dal, Amid, Beis, which says it's Usser. What day of the week is it Usser? When are we talking about? Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos, which means we have a kula on Shabbos. This Gemara is really a kula. That on Shabbos, you're allowed to extract a liquid into a solid. Into a solid is mutter on Shabbos. It's a big kula. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, sorry, not true. Nire l'Rabbeinu Tam, an unbelievable, breathtaking, mind-boggling, incredible chiddush. Nira l'Rabbeinu Tam dahainu dafka b'yom tov. This whole Gemara that's talking about milking a cow into food is not talking about on Shabbos. It's only talking about on Yontif. Why? Because dechazya on Yontif, dechazya behema le'achila, and havya kamo uchla de'ifras. Aval b'Shabbos, luchazya l'shchita, kamo dosh chashiva, shabehema hi kipsoles, ukeshecholev hava kenotel ochel mitoch psoles. What did Tosas just say? Watch this. Rabosa, you have a cow. You see the cow? You have a cow. Big cow in front of you. And it's Shabbos. Rabosai, what is the status of the cow on Shabbos? Is the cow considered to be, I'm going to give you two words, ochel or psoles?
Psoles.
Gavi, psoles. It's psoles. Why is it psoles? Why is it not ochel?
Because you can't cook on Shabbos.
So because you can't cook on Shabbos. Not only can't you cook on Shabbos, what else can't you do on Shabbos? You can't do shchita on Shabbos. So right now, this cow is a big fat piece of psoles. Good. Now you're milking the cow. So what are you doing, Gavi? Stay with me. What are you doing when you milk the cow? What are you doing?
This is
muksa. Muksa's maybe also, but you, let's go d'oraisa. So you're extracting
milk from the cow.
Milk, ochel, food or drink, whatever you want to call it, psoles. From psoles. Which malacha do you violate when you separate food from that which is waste material? Which malacha do you violate? You could say one of two things. You could either say borer, that's one possibility. The other possibility is?
Dush.
The other possibility is dush. You are violating, forget the tolda of schita, of mefarek. Forget the tolda. What about the av malacha? The av malacha of dush is when you extract a food item from a surrounding psoles. When you extract a kernel of wheat from a surrounding psoles, Nate and Avi, when you extract a psoles from an ochel from a psoles. So says Tosis, your cow on Shabbos is psoles. You're milking. So I don't forget about whether it's going into food or whether it's going into liquid. You're violating not the tolda of mefarek, of schita, but what about the av malacha? You're violating the av malacha of dash or borer. That, take a look, and therefore, comes along Tosis and says, this Gemara is talking about what day of the week?
Yontif.
It's not talking about on Shabbos. It's talking about on Yontif. Gavi, why does Yontif solve the problem?
Well, you say that the Av Malacha is Dosh, then you don't have this connector between
Mifar. No. See, you're talking too much. Stay with me, Gavi. I'm working with you now. Go ahead. Stay with me. According to, if it's Yontif, what is the status of the cow on Yontif? Is it Ochel or is it Psoles?
No, it's Ochel.
Why is it Ochel on Yontif?
Because you're allowed to do Shechita and cook on Yontif.
Because you can do Shechita and you cook on Yontif. So therefore this cow is not a cow. What is it?
It's food.
It's food. It's just live meat, but it's meat. It's food. Now, what do you do? You extract the milk from... From what?
Good.
From the food. So extracting liquid from food, what malacha is that? What are you talking about? Are we at the av level of dash, or are we now talking about, we're talking about farik? So says Tosis, the heter into milking cow into food is only a heter on yontif. But on why? Because the cow has a status of?
Ochel.
Of ochel. And therefore, since the cow has a status of ochel, so therefore, extracting liquid from Ochel, that's going to be Mutter. Let's read the Tosis inside one more time to make sure we have that down. Says Tosis de Masel Cholef. One more time inside. Nira Rabbeinu Tam. Dahainu Davka B'Yom Tov. Dechazya Behema La'achila. It's specifically Mutter when on Yom Tov. Because then the animal, the behema, is fit for achila. And have kmo uchla de ifras. Uchla de ifras means food that is cut away or separated from food. Aval b'Shabbos. But if you're talking about on Shabbos, lo chazi l'shchita. The animal is not fit for shchita. And therefore, kmo dosh chashiva. So then this is going to be asim yishum dosh. Shabehema hi kipsoles. Because then the behema is... like psoles. It is not considered to be food. It is not considered to be edible. And as a result, ukeshecholev. And when you milk the cow, have kinotel ochel mito psoles. You are taking food out of psoles, which is meleches dosh. Vechein mashem bebahag. The Balachos Gedolos says the same thing. Debiyom tovairi. Which is an amazing, amazing Gemara. Now this is an amazing Gemara. So now back to the Gemara Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Back to Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, are you allowed to be soche? Gavi Silver, look right over here. Are you allowed to squeeze grapes into food? And is that allowed on Shabbos, Gavi?
Yeah, it's allowed on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, it's allowed on Shabbos. Why is it allowed? Because the grape is what?
Ochel.
It's ochel. You're extracting a liquid from it. That is going to be usher into liquid, but mutter into solid. That's Shabbos. And now comes along Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says, from here I derive, you're allowed to milk a cow or a goat into food. But that derivation, says Tosis, is when is allowed into food. Unbelievable Chiddush. When is it allowed? It's only allowed when? It's only allowed on when it's ochel, which means it's only allowed on yontif. But on Shabbos, there is no such heter. This Tosis upended all of the efforts of the religious kibbutzim. Upended the efforts of the religious kibbutzim because they had a problem. Based on this Tosis, there is no heter whatsoever to milk a cow even into food. Even into food on Shabbos because of the Av Malacha of Dash. Wow. That's an incredible, incredible Tosis. What Tosis just said is, since the animal is what? Is on Shabbos inedible, it's psoles, and you're violating the Isra of Dash. when you go ahead and milk it, even into food. Even into food. However, on Yontif, then the animal has a status of... of what? Then the animal has a status of ochel. Then you'll have the heter. It's no longer dash. Ochel me ochel is not dash, but you still have an issue of schita. You have mefarek, and therefore into ochel is mutter. That is a wild and incredibly important tesis. Rabosai, 2 points. Number one, this whole sugya depends on whose understanding of mefarek. Does it work with Rabbi Natan?
No.
Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. Did you see any other shitas of what Cholev is also because of? Did you see any other shitas in Rishonim? Maybe.
I didn't get up to that.
Okay, Gevaldik. But if you look at, don't turn the page yet. If you look at, there's a Rashi on Dav Tzadi Hey. Rashi says on Dav Tzadi Hey, it's Usser because of either Mefarek told it the dust, which is our Rashi, but then he says Ve'is da Amre. There's another view that it's a tolda of kotzer. It's a tolda of kotzer. Why? Because milk grows in the cow, just like plants grow in the ground. When you uproot the plant, when you harvest the plant, that's kotzer. So when you harvest the milk, when you extract the milk from its place of growth, that's kotzer. Or you might call it gozes as well. If you take that position, kotzer, gozes, does this Gemara make any sense that you're allowed to milk a cow into food and not into liquid? Does that make sense?
No.
This Gemara is going to be very, very difficult unless you learn like Rashi. And Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow will try and explain how the other Rishon will learn this Gemara. One last point I want to make today, however. Gavi, stay with me. Don't raise your hand yet. You're going to answer my questions first. Gavi, look here. Is a cow on Yontif considered to be food?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're allowed to do shechita and you're allowed to cook it.
Very good. Is a cow, according to Tosis, considered to be food on Shabbos?
No.
And therefore, Gavi, stay with me. Therefore what?
It would be dash on Shabbos.
Therefore, it would be dash on Shabbos because
it's psoles.
Because it's psoles, and what are you doing?
Taking liquid ochel.
You're extracting ochel or mashke from psoles, which is dash. Yafe. Could anyone muster an argument against Tosus? Can anyone suggest an argument that a cow, even on Shabbos, is considered to be ochel?
I think I can do it.
Okay, Meir, very good. Very good. Go ahead.
Am I on mute? So this would only be according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, because Rabbi Yehuda says...
Not what I'm looking for. Not what I'm looking for, Meir. Not what we're looking for. Something more lumdish. A lumdish approach. Gavi, go ahead.
Maybe it's that if you want to say that maybe... it matters how you define ochel. Is ochel something that you have to be able to prepare it on the day that it's eaten? Or maybe ochel is something that if you are able to eat it on another day, like a day during the week, and you would get food from a cow, then maybe it would still be considered ochel on Shabbos.
Gavi, not bad, Gavi. Very good. Very good, Gavi. So what Gavi is suggesting is, why is this cow, why does Tosas say this cow is not ochel on Shabbos? Is it something inherent in the cow? Or is it because of something that is external to the cow? Nope. Okay, Gavi, I guess it's me and you. Go ahead. Yeah, Binyamin, go ahead. Binyamin Kunstler. Well, why is it external? In other words, what are we saying?
It's the halacha that you can't.
Oh, yafeh. There's an external, it's Hilchos Shabbos. This Isser that I have, that I can't shecht, that is now, in a certain sense, locking up the meat of the cow. But it's not inherent in the cow. As Gavi puts it, tomorrow I'll be able to shecht the animal. It's Hilchos Shabbos that is blocking my rights to the cow. I'll give you a muscle, which is the muscle of the Ran. I'm going to see the Ran in a second inside, and then we'll call it. But the Ran writes the following. If I have my door to my house wide open, but there is a lion standing in front of the door that bars my entry into the door, is my door open or is it closed?
Door's still open.
The door is open, but there's an external blockage that prevents me from entering into the house. So says the Ran, that's exactly what's going on over here. According to what he's saying is that the meat, the cow, it's meat, it's basar. However, there's an Isser Gavra. I have an Isser Gavra that I can't do Shechita. It doesn't change the basar, it doesn't change the cow. I have an Isser Gavra. Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. The Chefts of the meat is still called meat, but I can't shecht it. That's not going to turn a cow, which is Ochel, into Psolas. And as a result, our kibbutzim will still be able to draw meat. Rabosai, please open up the back of the Gemaras. Please open up to Daf Samach Amud Aleph in the Dape Harif. I just want to show you this inside. Actually, yeah, please open up Samach Amud Aleph. You know what? I'll save you some time. No, I won't save you time. Open up Samach Amud Aleph in the Dape Harif. It's in the back, in the back, in the back. Find it. Samach Amud Aleph in the Dape Harif. I'm going to, while you're looking, I'm going to also share my screen, and I'm going to read inside. Okay, to make life a little more efficient. Let's see. Ran Dape Harif. 1 second. Whoops, wrong run. Wrong run. Ah, okay, there it is. Do you guys see my screen? Can you see my... Okay, I'm reading from Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and then Va'acherim, and then we'll stop. I'm going to read the first paragraph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Samach Amud Aleph, Dape Harif. And this is going to set up the same question. Says the Ran. Lefi sheyesh ba ochel umashke habala ochel ka ochel dami vave kamafarek ochel me ochel havade afilu b'shabes shari kamo sheherich harif zal. Okay. In other words, the case of the grapes into liquid is mutter even on Shabbos. Miu. However. The grapes are themselves royal achila, mashenkin be'ez, the lochazi b'shabbos. Visharina lachl v'tocha kadera niida haichalav kaven da abala ochel ka ochel dami mikol makam have keborer or dust ochel mitol psoles hilchak dafka biyom tov deiz gufe chazi achilav b'shabbes tol chazi achilav lo. So that is what we saw in Tosas. Now comes along the Ran with a bombshell, and this is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Ve'acherim cholkin dechiheche desharina lischot eskol shel anovim. Just like we're allowed to squeeze a bushel of grapes, afilu tocha keder b'Shabbos, into a pot of food on Shabbos, hachanami, so too. Sharinon, we allow lachlov eiz latocha kedera, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. After all, didavar halamed minyanu. We're learning it out from the grapes. Just like grapes is mutter on Shabbos into food, so too milking a goat is mutter into his food. V'chitemon, if you'll ask me, the kasha that Tosas asked. Hecha sharinon, how do we allow it? To havale borer ochel mito psoles. You separate ochel from psoles. Yesh Lomar. So he says, Kevan de'ez gufa chazia la'achila. No, the goat is food. The cow is food. It's fit for eating. Rather, isuro hu de'revia ilay. But rather, there is an Isser Shabbos that is hovering over it. The Isser Shabbos lo mikri psolis. Isser Shabbos is not going to cause the cow or the goat to become psolis. Why? Because Rabosai, look at here, look at the screen. There's an Isser Shabbos and there's a cow. Where is the Isser Shabbos and where is the cow? Where is the Isser Shabbos? Is it on me or is it in the cow? Is it on me or is it in the cow?
On me.
It's on me. What do we call that in Lundish terminology, Ving?
Chefzagavra.
The Isser Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. It's on me. It doesn't affect the nature of the cow. The cow has a lion hovering over it. You know what the lion is called? Isser Shechita B'Shabbos. But the cow is still called food. And as a result, it's still considered to be ocha, it's not called psoles, and therefore says the acherim in the Ran, even on Shabbos you're allowed to do so. That's very, very important. Lumdashi yesod, chil Shabbos is isure gavra, not isure chavtza. We're going to stop here. Tomorrow we have one last mission in the sugya, and that is, did Rabbeinu Tam know how to learn? How does Rabbeinu Tam deal with this sugya? How does he understand memachek, after all? How does he tie that into kuf mem dalid? How does Rashi, says kotzer, and other Yisroelim say gozes, how does that tie in? We'll wrap it up with that tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Have an excellent afternoon, and we will hopefully with God's help, maybe I'll get a heter to come into yeshiva tomorrow, and we will be in touch. Shkoya Gadol, have a wonderful rest
Thank
of your
you
day.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.